International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
No, I'm not.
Not until you assume room temperature.
That's a threat, though, kind of.
No, really. We'll leave them alone then, because...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
Or donkey.
Or even if he just loses, we'll leave him the fuck alone.
Or no. And then I want him to spend it. I want him to have to clean his dentures in jail. So anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody! I'm glad you. We all made it through it.
Yeah, I did.
New Year's is coming up, and we're doing a show anyway because that's who we are. So that's hello, great. And welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for December 27th,
2023.
Slim, apparently Mark wants to know, what day is it?
Hump day! Yeah!
That was a little cleaner than pre-show. On pre-show, he sounded like one of those DJs going,
Hump day! Yeah!
Slim's playing with the button. We'll just let that go. Rick, did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. It was good. I went to my neighbor's house, had dinner.
Did you have panettone?
No, I didn't have panettone.
What the hell kind of neighbors are they?
Because I didn't bring it. I could have brought it, but I kind of forgot. My own panettone. I like panettone. They got the chocolate chip panettone now, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, don't tell everybody how you make your money.
Well, I don't have to. Slim,
creating,
really, how do I
creating pans of Tony.
There you go.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. He does that on the side.
There's a lot of panettone.
How was yours, Slim?
My Christmas?
Yeah, the girls happy?
Yeah, the girls were very happy this year. And I was kind of nervous. I thought it was going to be a rough one with McKenna because she didn't get the $6,000 Christmas cart that she put up a PowerPoint presentation to show us. She literally
$6,000 present she wanted?
Well, no, just everything in general. I mean,
everything.
She did a PowerPoint presentation and brought us down to the living room and made us sit down on the couch as she put up a PowerPoint presentation on the TV and showed us her entire Christmas list. And it was like $6,000 worth of stuff. And
she put
a lot of time into the PowerPoint presentation.
Did you tell her if it's going to be that much, she should like send the PowerPoint to Uncle Zippy?
I will tell her that next time.
Jesus, God, kid. I haven't been up. I haven't seen her in a few years, and it's like.
I will send you her next PowerPoint presentation.
Kenna.
She did use your gift card today on Amazon and got some of the makeup that she wanted to get. So she's very happy that she got her. And she says to me, Dad, I went over $2. Is that going to be okay? And I'm like, yes, McKenna, it's fine that you went over $2.
She didn't go over $5,998.
No, just $2. So
yeah, the thing, when you give somebody a gift card, it kind of sucks, but you know, I didn't have her list. And Gracie's getting, you know, she's a teenager now and she's a beautiful girl and I have no idea what to get her. So I sent him gift cards. which is basically how you ruin money. Because, you know, money's great and you can just use it anywhere you want. You give them a gift card, you kind of got to use it where it came
from. Yeah, but with an Amazon gift card, I mean, Amazon's is one of the best ones to get because there's endless, everything's there. I mean, and she can get all of her makeup that she, you know, normally would get other places, you know, she can get there. So
I feel less guilty now.
Oh, no, never feel guilty with Amazon. Now, when someone gives you your local grocery store, you know, gift card for $100, that kind of sucks, especially when it's one of the expensive grocery stores and not Walmart. I'd rather have a Walmart $100 gift card than your expensive grocery store. But, you know, but I see your point. But, you know, at least in this case, Amazon, it's a great one because they sell everything.
And they include groceries.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. I spent 3 days with the grandkids. We have a picture.
Yes, we do.
There they are. Max, Archer, and Norm. Yeah, Norm was drinking some beer. He couldn't get in line with the other two.
What the fuck are they looking at? You?
No, my daughter-in-law.
Oh, okay.
She was trying to get them all to smile for the camera. She said this is as close as I got. Hmm. So I accepted that, and there it is.
We'll take it.
Yeah. So on my Christmas vacation, I went to Miami to spend time with my son and daughter-in-law. And this is one of my Christmas presents. It's a Penn State jersey. Penn State plays in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta on Saturday at noon. This is Micah Parsons' jersey because Micah Parsons is a star linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, number one draft pick, one of the best defensive players in the NFL already, and it's only in his third year. Hmm. But my son would rather piss nails than get anything with Dallas Cowboys on it. And I've already got a couple of Dallas Cowboys jerseys. Anyway, I did not have a dark blue Penn State jersey except
now you do.
My autographed Saquon Barkley jersey, which I can't wear anywhere because it's autographed.
And while you're big right now, let's show everybody your new flag in the background as long as you're big. So you have a new flag. You've taken down the Let's Go Brandon. So
that's right on me. And this is another Christmas present, my hero.
Rush.
Big book, lots of pictures, which is good because I need pictures. Mm-mm. I'm old. So,
Oh, well, he froze, so we'll just disappear him and you, and I'll come back to the screen.
Lots of pictures of Rush. I loved Rush.
You froze, so I
listened to him for years, so we're good. That's okay. Shit happens.
It does.
I'm not getting rid of my computer. I will have to get a laptop. That's all I can do. So we watched some Christmas movies, which I thought was interesting because I rarely watch movies. And the Christmas movies were Christmas Vacation.
You gotta watch that.
I hadn't seen it in over 20 years, so I forgot half of it. Then we watched Die Hard, which is, of course, the greatest Christmas movie ever made. Thank you, Bruce Willis. And then we watched a new one. It was called Violent Night. Not Silent Night. Violent Night. It's basically Santa kicking ass with his Warhammer. But it had all the little Christmassy, you know, tweaks and stuff in it. You know, the family thing and the good little kid believing in Santa Claus and all that shit was in there. But, you know, in between the jokes and the try to tear you up stuff, Santa was busting head with his Warhammer. Mm-hmm. It was definitely different. Yeah.
Listen, I saw one that I'd never seen before. You know, we've all watched The Christmas Story. You know, You Shoot Your Eye Out. Mm-hmm. You know that one. You know, everybody's seen that.
Hate that kid.
I didn't realize that there was actually a sequel, that they put out a sequel in like 2016 or something. And I caught it last night or two nights ago on TV. You know, Randy Hester or whatever the hell his name is. He's got to go back because the old man dies and he's got to save Christmas for his mom. And it just absolutely was fucking terrible. So if you see that there, don't watch it because it's not worth watching.
Was it the same cast?
Oh, yeah. It was the same cast.
The little bastard I don't like was still in this one.
He was still in this one, yeah.
I wouldn't watch it either.
It was terrible.
I watched like 30 minutes of the original and it went, this sucks.
Oh, really?
I thought the original sucked. So there's no way I'd like the sequel.
it's not great, but it's one of those Christmas classics that you have to watch every year. I mean, it's not as good as National Lampoon's, or it's not Die Hard, you know, but you've got to watch it every year. You have to.
I watch the old black and white ones.
Yeah, those ones suck.
Miracle on 34th Street or whatever. Yeah. And...
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Well, I've seen It's a Wonderful Life too damn many times now. I'm done with that one.
So you are on the Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie.
You saw my T-shirt. I wore the shirt on the show.
Just making sure, because a lot of people still are.
The only difference between my T-shirt and the actual shot in the movie is Bruce Willis didn't have a Santa Claus hat on when he was in the air thing, flicking his leg on. Come out to the coast. Have a good time.
Oh, that's where that's where my background should have been tonight. I should have been in, what is it? What do they call that plaza?
Nakatomi
Plaza. I should have been in Nakatomi next week. I'll be in Nakatomi.
I do have a Nakatomi Plaza shirt for that. I didn't even get in my Christmas rotation this year, but it basically says it's not Christmas till you see Hans Gruber.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Anyways.
So over the holidays, I'm sure many of you saw your relations, whether you wanted to or not, family time. Hopefully everybody put all their stuff aside and got along.
No, I brought up Trump immediately.
You know, you see like your cousin and their kids for the first time in a long time. And, you know, you probably got a headache soon after you met the little hums. But
the little hums.
Yeah. When you're in that situation again, just remember here at Off Hook Radio, we gave you something to look back on and smile. Snark does rule. Here we go.
That's it. It's a terrific commercial.
And when you see those little shits next year, you can just think back on that and go.
I have to tell you, you saw that little boy throwing his little tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be McKenna in the mall, right in the middle of the mall. When she didn't get her way, she would throw herself down
A mature, sweet young lady she's become. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful, and she does PowerPoint presentations now.
Yeah, well. She didn't used to. That was her in a nutshell.
Uncle Zip still loves you, Kenna. It's all right.
I'll send you her PowerPoint next year. You won't love her.
I'm only going to pick one damn thing off of it. I'm not going to get her all of it. Come on. So anyway, this is the last show of our first year with a video podcast. And there's been a few complications. And yes, YouTube, we mean you. And as our audience was taking off in the spring, then we ran into the Facebook throttles. So our advertising didn't get out. And then our YouTube stuff, we had to quit because they were just getting ridiculous. They were taking every show and censoring it, right, Slim?
Yeah, and the biggest problem there was is when they would tell me what I needed to cut out, and I would say, okay, sure, I'll cut that 30 seconds out, no problem. But then they would take 4 days to actually process the video. So over the 4 days, the video was unavailable for anybody to watch. So,
and we go in and we look, our podcast views are like 22.
Yeah, because nobody could watch the video because YouTube is processing out a 30-second video or 30-second clip over 4 days. So fuck you, YouTube. Thank you, Romo.
So we had that problem, and then, you know, then Slim and I got our suspensions. I got my double Jeopardy suspension. Slim, you're still under one, right?
I'm still on suspension until April 17th.
People don't see our ads in the feed, and I've seen our numbers go down, but, you know, it will get them back. It's fine.
Yeah, because, you know what? But then, Slim, listen, you know how we can get our numbers back? The people of you that are listening, share our
I'm not doing the show
post.
Nude.
No, but share our posts.
Oh,
share our live. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were going to say that, but just share our post.
No, it's all right. You can say it too.
That's all you got to do. Share the post.
We are partners, you know.
I know.
Not that kind.
Well, we got this guy up here, you know, he's involved. He's our partner too.
I mean, I share everything up on my page.
He gets paid as much as we all do.
Yeah. Zero. He likes women.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
But then, you know, after our suspension, Slim went and offended the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, for those of you in Rio Linda, and his huge TikTok account where, you know, we had millions and millions of views. It was wrecked. But we're back being tolerated by now by Facebook. And we hope you actually see our show posts and share them in 24. And Brent, we'll just tell them right now, we cut out a bit for the show on pre-show.
We did. We actually...
Just because of Facebook.
Yeah, we did. It was a Hunter Biden picture that you got suspended.
It was in there with it. It was in there in a montage of pictures.
Yep.
And but that same picture is the reason I got 6 months.
Yeah, so it wasn't
worth... They suspended me for the same picture two times. As soon as the first one was up, I got 12 hours off. Now we're popping your ass for another 88 days.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing all of our posts. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. So I know we triggered the left. I mean, we don't mean to. Well.
Yes, we do.
We don't always mean to. Usually we do.
We always do.
It's like,
wait, what does my hat say? What's it say?
I can't read it.
Can't read it.
Fuck your feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could have worn that shirt tonight, but Penn State plays on Saturday, so. And I've got 3 new t-shirts coming for January.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a fashion Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't be a t-shirt guy because I'm in my basement and it's cold, so I have to wear a bathrobe and bundle up. You're lucky I don't have my hood up because it's freezing down here.
I live in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Wrong side of the camera.
Brent, I live in Florida too.
Wait, I got the right side of the camera this time.
Wait, go down. Ding, 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 ding.
I can always do this.
No.
I want to see one of them splat in the wall. That's about 2/3 of the way through it, but that's
right. I'm wondering if that's why the hamster lady got thrown off TikTok. I wonder if one did get hurt.
Yeah, a bunch of that long one that you sent me, there's probably 4 DOAs in that one. It was pretty bad. My only complaint to you was it was too long. I didn't care about the hamsters getting, or whatever they were getting. I'm just evil. I'm evil. But yeah, please share our show post in 2024, like Brent said. Now, what else triggers the left besides us? Well, we have a meme that has a whole bunch of them from Family Feud. And the left is triggered by the Constitution because it's a, how did Obama put it? It's a bill of negative rights. It's only negative because it tells the government what they can't do to us, which they fucking ignore. Secure elections, yeah, good luck with that one. The national anthem, because it triggers them. They have to get in a safe space when you're playing that evil song, right, Megan Rapinoe? The rule of law, yeah, because the city was peacefully burning. The American flag, oh, yeah, boy, try putting a blue line across it, then they really go nuts. Personal responsibility, we'll probably get thrown off Facebook just for saying that one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, science, yeah. And, you know, it's coming out how big the COVID scam was. Fauci went to the CIA and asked him basically to sell his bullshit story. And apparently the CIA did it. Oh. And now Congress knows. So, you know, when the next president comes in, there's going to be some heads rolling. And then last on here is Donald Trump at 4. And I'm just saying, we know damn well that if that poll was a real poll, Donald Trump would not be last.
Yeah.
He'd probably be first. If he wasn't first, he sure as hell would be second. But I think he'd be first. But we are unapologetically patriot Americans, and we know America isn't perfect. Some changes came slow, but they did come. And people who pretend they didn't, like the DEI crowd, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which equity is, just, that means communism. That's all that means. You know, you're guaranteed equal rights in the United States. You're not guaranteed equal outcomes. Those people can kiss our pale lily white asses. I mean, I can speak for me and Brent because I know I don't tan nude and Slim lives up north, but Rick, he's a wild man. He might have a tan ass. I don't know.
Nah, not anymore.
Hmm. Nah. Not anymore. He's calming down his later years. That's good. But go ahead, Slim.
I can't tan in those tanning booths. Like, they can't close the lid. So I'm kind of screwed.
I take it the girl at the counter is inspirational.
Yes, very much so.
No wonder you quit. Okay. But like I said, the DEI crowd can kiss our pale asses. This reel we're about to show you is pretty much how we roll here at Off Hook Radio 2.0. Yes, we make watching fun, but we will go there. Just not on that Hunter thing, because I already had 6 months in the hole and our viewership's dropped by at least like 40%. So we're going to go there the rest of the show, I promise you. Almost there, just not Hunter Biden in his tidy whities. But if I had to sum up our first year in a video, I think I found the perfect video. Slim?
Here we go.
There's good ideas, there's bad ideas, and there's American ideas. I love that. That's perfect.
Uncle Pilot likes it.
The colonel's on?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't want him doing that because he flies fighter jets. And I'll tell you what, the entire Tampa area would suddenly have their bowels released if he flew over in a jet. It does look like a hoot, though. But if you can fly a chopper, Mark, I'll go up with you. Yeah, it's a hoot. So anyway, I heard yesterday that a bunch of influential alums of Harvard are pushing to fire President Urkel, finally. And it's fourth week in a row. I ain't letting up. That bitch needs to go. Anti-Semitism is the same as racism. She should go. And I was going to say, and then so should every one of these folks, but that's the part we cut out of the show, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It was Jill Biden saying that Republicans should be decent. And then there was a bunch of pictures underneath it, Hunter in his underwear, the kid getting butt fucked in the Senate. Richard Levine, Rachel Levine, who we had on last week as one of the Dixie chicks. I forget what the other pictures were, but it was, the tranny when they had the gay rights day on the White House lawn, the tranny took her shirt off. That picture was in there too, so we could have gotten in trouble that one.
Of course.
But those people are petty, and they think January 6th people and Donald J. Trump are the only ones that their petty vindictiveness affects. But it doesn't. I mean, Elon Musk, one of our heroes, he's like America. He's not perfect either, but he's damn close. He outed their thought police on Twitter and pissed them off. So it doesn't matter that he's the world's richest person. They control government, so it's obey or else. He had a reaction to the latest bullshit he had to put up with. We have it?
Yep, we do.
I think, there we go. He blasted Joe Biden, writing, "Let's not forget the White House giving Tesla the cold shoulder." You know, and he runs the most successful space program in the world. It's better than the Russian program. It's, NASA wouldn't know what the hell they're doing without him. and they're still giving him shit. So they excluded Tesla from electrical vehicle summit, and the White House credited GM with leading the electric car revolution in the same quarter that GM delivered 26 electric cars, not a typo. Tesla delivered 300,000, but GM's leading that revolution. Why? Because Obama gave GM to the employees of GM. GM's a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democratic Party, period. They are. And if you're a shareholder of GM, you're probably still pissed. Huh. Bondholders come before the other people. Bondholders got totally screwed. They got nothing. And the shareholders, it depends on which type of shares you had, you got 10 cents on a dollar or 20 cents on the dollar. Obama said, but there's plenty of money to let the employees buy whatever percentage was, 40% or something like that. Assholes. So this is the government that I will smack you all if you vote for again. One more time. I might keep reminding you of that. Don't tread on me, bitches.
That's right.
So this week in misogyny, we're going to give you a reel here. And I know I explained why I do This Week in Misogyny twice now in the last couple of months. A few weeks ago I did. But this is like perfect, okay? This appears to be a podcast interview. The hosts were explaining why feminism should be abandoned, probably because of, you know, trannies and sports issue. I'm not positive because they don't give that part in the clip, but it kind of makes sense because I've seen a lot of other people get pissed about it. But it's hard to say you're a feminist when you support biological males over females. But the quick trigger from this young lady, and then her response, is what I snark about every damn week. This is why I need to make fun of misogyny, misogyny, misogyny. Here we go. Misogyny is just a word she learned.
You guys are all just like really misogynistic.
How do you define misogyny? What? I'm just asking how you define misogyny.
Can I go?
Are you okay? Like, you want to go as in leave? Look, if you want to leave, you can leave. I was hoping we could continue having a conversation, but, I mean.
There it is. That's why I make fun of it, because those are the people who call us misogynistic. You know, remember when man spreading was a thing?
Mm-hmm.
They used to bitch because men would sit down on a bus or a train or whatever, yeah, and they would spread their legs apart a little bit. You're man spreading. Yeah. You know, okay, well, you're syphilis spreading. Stay away from me. I don't know. Anyway, so that explains why I do This Week of Misogyny. It deserves to be made fun of. Like,
it does.
See? I know what you think, because the Let's Go Brandon sign came down that I changed. We only have a couple of them this week. And the first one is a reverse misogyny. I got one. I'm equal opportunity here. The first one's for the ladies. This is reverse misogyny. Yes, guys, are that? No, that's the second one.
Oh, what the hell happened to the first one? The first one disappeared.
First one's called Explain It.
Yeah, I know. And it disappeared. But give me a second and I'll put it back.
Oh.
But it disappeared.
So, all right, we'll do the guys first.
Well, hold on. You can't do that to me because that doesn't work like that.
No, I'm really screwing with them.
What was the first one called?
Explain It.
There we go. Hold on. Just give me one second. It just kind of disappeared, but I got to put it back. There we go.
There you go. This is the Naughty Cat Cafe. And if you look at the little sign they had to put outside for all the men, not a strip club.
Huh.
Naughty Cat Cafe. Sounds like a place Rick hangs out.
Yeah, it's one of the places right here. $10 a half hour. You'll play with all the kiddies.
Oh, is that actually the name of it?
Yeah, it's called, well, it's not called, it's just called the Cat Cafe.
It's called what?
Cat Cafe.
Cat Cafe. So yeah, let me like, take the picture down.
Oh.
They're like all over the
place.
So like, what do you do at the Cat Cafe, Rick?
It's $10 a half hour or $15 an hour. You get a discount and you get your kitty fix out. They have, I don't know, usually like 12 or more cats. And they have like,
so you this, play money to pet pussy.
Yeah. But it's only $15. And it's clean. Enough to worry about catching anything.
Clean pussy, you charge you 25.
Well, I get the discount. They know who I am.
And high school, I'd have paid 15. And... Women have cleaned up their act since then. Yeah, I went to high school back in the olden days, Slim, so it might be different for you.
It is.
All right, so that was for the ladies, a little reverse misogyny. But of course, we have to have a right proper meme for misogyny. I don't know much about birds, but I can easily identify the husband in this picture, Muffy.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Very easily.
Poor bird. I feel bad for that dude. Anyway.
Probably left the toilet seat up.
Fuck, she caught him pecking somewhere else.
Something.
You keep your pecker home, boy. Anyway, we do have our musical interlude, and it does kind of fit in here. Ladies, you might enjoy this. He's a Packers fan, so he deserved it. That was pretty. She was good, wasn't she?
Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, she had the rhythm down. I wonder how many takes it took to get that.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, well, she nailed it. She got rid of that. She should knock that Green Bay hat right off his head, though. Anyway, Crazy Train wrapping paper beatdown. Where else are you going to see that but here, right? Anyway, hey, we got a couple this week in marketing, so we're going to throw them in. I look at things critically in this area. First, we're going to come up with this is a bad marketing idea. This is bad marketing right here.
Yes, it is.
Milk it. Milk a cow, $3. Two people, $5. See, that's the Maryland Guernsey breeders, but you see, look at the top corner up there. The cow is, it looks like he's got a string attached to crabs. So maybe that's what you get if you milk too many people. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, look, if I'm milking two dudes, they should be paying me the $5, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just saying?
Good. Yeah.
Anyway, Maryland Guernsey breeders, that was bad marketing.
Yes, it was.
We have great marketing here. And I have no idea what the hell they were selling with this sign. Slim found this. But this is perfect.
It is.
Free beer, and if you look up over the E's, it's great, and under the RE and free is Wi-Fi, so you get free beer and Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Great Wi-Fi,
fucking great.
I have no idea what the hell they're selling, but I'm going to stop if I'm like 90% of the males in this country.
That's right.
Stopping.
Absolutely.
Free beer.
Come make your turn.
I mean, hell, if it's free all night, they even drink Bud Light. They don't care. Anyway, stupid criminal of the week. We don't know this clown's name, and we don't even have a picture because they wouldn't put out his name. But believe me, if Donald J. Trump was president and this happened, we'd know his name. This guy was allowed to resign from the FEC. It took him 6 years to catch him on government-owned computers. Race is thrown around way too much. Oh, no, that's the next one. Sorry. I'm reading. I'll go back to what I don't have to read. 6 years to catch this guy, and I do have the article here. He was caught with 8,166 porno images on his computer. Some were potentially unlawful, meaning they're not sure of the age of the ladies. So we got another porn scandal in D.C. Last week we had the butt sex in the Senate. You know, a couple years ago we had Creepy Joe swimming naked in front of the Secret Service. They hushed that one up too, didn't they?
Yes, they sure did. Yeah.
But this was an FEC employee, so this is somebody who handles, you know, money-related things. And apparently they're not doing their job. Had 125 gigabytes of porn on his government-issued laptop. Okay, and the problem was this laptop. He uploaded some of these videos from his phone to the server for his department, oops, and then put them on his laptop. So basically, they're out there available for everybody in the FEC, and it still took him 6 years to bust this asshole. Five video clips of nude female performing various sexually suggestive acts on the share drive that everybody could see. 22 files containing inappropriate material on a laptop issued by the agency in 2021. That's the minor league laptop. 687 pornographic videos on a laptop issued by the agency in 2017. That's the Hunter's laptop, that one. 687 videos. 8,166 explicit or suggestive photos on the 2017 laptop. And also on that laptop, he had adult tourism guides and prostitution maps for Costa Rica, Italy, Mexico, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. Huh. Wow. Apparently, he liked to travel for work. Investigators said a total of 125 gigabytes of porn was on this. It took they investigated this guy for over a year, and he didn't resign until June of 22. No, that was about 7 months they investigated him. He resigned in June of 22. And guess what? They just told us about it in December of 23.
Imagine
that. Yeah, let's not shut it up. Yeah, but I've got the... the Twitter's for the next one. Yeah, so that's our stupid criminal of the week because he uploaded porn through the government server. I mean, if you're a pervert and stuff, you got to be smarter than that to be a pervert, right? But I've got a second criminal, and this isn't a stupid criminal. This is our first racist criminal of the week.
Okay.
Because why not?
Of course.
Like misogyny, the race card's thrown around way too much, and I think it's dangerously thrown around too much. Remember Daniel Penny from New York subway? Mm-hmm. He's a white guy. The guy he choked out, who was threatening everybody on the thing, was a black guy. So the media snuck racism into every single report they did on this poor kid. And he got charged with second-degree manslaughter for that chokehold. The obliging DA bumped up the charges of that. Yet this happens and not a peep. Well, this picture is a fellow by the name of Stephen Hutcherson, 36 years old. We have him? There he is.
We do. We got him.
Stephen Hutcherson has a good tan. I would think that he is probably considered a black man. I don't want to assume, but I'm pretty sure he's a black man. Or at least could identify as one.
Yeah.
Hutcherson, whose cops and sources says has a slew of prior arrests and a history of mental health issues. And it says allegedly in the story, and I'm not saying allegedly, because they caught him. He popped up at a restaurant in New York and said he wanted a table, but he wasn't going to order anything on Christmas morning. Nope. What he did was he screamed, "I want all the white people dead." And then he stabbed two white teenage girls, aged 14 and 16, who were visiting New York City with their parents and eating in a restaurant on Christmas morning. The girls were from the family was from South America. 16-year-old was stabbed in the back. The knife nicked her lung, so she had to have serious emergency surgery. Her younger sister was stabbed in the thigh. Hutcherson was booked on felony counts of attempted murder, assault, criminal possession of a weapon, misdemeanor endangering the welfare of a child. How's that a misdemeanor? He stabbed her.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a misdemeanor.
Well, it's allegedly.
Yeah, well, this is according to the MTA, yeah. But he wasn't charged with a hate crime. The man stood up in a restaurant full of people and said, "I want all the white people dead," stabbed two white girls. It's not a hate crime. But Daniel Penny chokes a guy who's threatening everybody on the train, telling him he's going to kill him and stuff. And that's a hate crime. Fuck you. Anyway, this guy was last arrested November 7th for threatening to shoot a stranger in the Bronx. He was given a plea deal to a lesser offense and released without incarceration. He has 13 prior convictions. This guy shouldn't have been out on... You know what he should have been doing on Christmas? He should have been putting gravy on the other convicts' mashed potatoes. That's what the hell he should have been doing on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. That's our first racist criminal of the week. Oh, man. And welcome to New York. Gee, that'll really help tourism, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God. All right, and one more disastrous thing from New York City. I'm sorry I have to do this.
That's all right. Especially when it's this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but
I love, you know, I love her new nickname.
I like to follow up on stories that we do here. You know that. I mean, you help me follow up. You find follow ups for me sometimes, Slim.
I know.
You know, Rick doesn't do shit but sit there and look good with his Italian hair. But
he's got a SAG card, and he's got these guys watching over him, so we don't got
already. Right.
So those guys are watching.
But Rick knows about the Brooklyn Knob Gobbler now, right?
Oh.
Well, she was spotted again this week, only it was in
again?
A meme. It was in a meme. Oh, but right. I had to have an excuse to put this meme up. Is my blinker working? Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. No.
Knob gobbler.
Jesus Christ. I wonder if she says that before gobbling knobs.
Oh, I don't know.
You're gonna gobble the knob? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Stop already! Jesus God, Annie. Who's that big red haired, ugly looking mother effer that she's supposed to be engaged to? You seen this guy?
Oh,
her AOC's fiance?
No.
I'm telling you, this boy must be packing a fucking baseball bat because there is nothing attractive about this man at all. And she's supposedly engaged to him. Oh, anyway. So, anyway, hey, it's New Year's Eve's coming up, right? So we're going to get into New Year's Eve stuff here.
Sorry, I don't know what that means.
In my predictions, and I'm going to make some predictions here, but I will tell you, don't do New Year's resolutions, okay? Just don't do them because you'll be depressed like 2 days later. Just forget it. Okay. And, you know, I did all my stuff last year. I quit smoking, lost a bunch of weight, got more devilishly handsome. You know, what
you're
the hell can I do?
You're already devilishly handsome.
But I was, even when I was fat, you're just my buddy. You're being nice.
I know.
But I was going to drop all my bad habits for New Year's, but, you know, nobody likes a quitter. But let's talk about New Year's Eve. This is your favorite one on pre-show, I believe. Yeah, no, I'll do the nasty one first. Okay, these are my New Year's Eve jokes.
Oh, boy.
All right, what's the difference between a slut and a bitch?
I don't remember now.
Well, you're not supposed to remember. You're supposed to go, G-Zip, I don't know.
G-Zip, I don't know.
Man, you just nailed that right on cue. That was beautiful. Well, a slut does everybody at the Christmas party. A bitch does everybody but you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you hear about the midget who got thrown out of the Christmas, the New Year's Eve party?
No, Zip, I didn't.
Yeah, he kept sticking his nose in everybody's business.
Oh.
All right. Rick's favorite one. I saved it for last.
I'm ready.
I know he's passed away, but it's not too soon. How did you know when Michael Jackson was throwing a New Year's Eve party?
How did you know?
You could tell by all the big wheels parked in the driveway.
Hot wheels. I like that one.
Thank you. Thank you. But on prediction, as far as predictions go, I said before that our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, will not be the next president after he signed the 6-week abortion ban. I mean, I get it. You know, I know, but it was a sophomoric mistake politically. Mm-hmm. The rest of the country's going 15 weeks. He should have just ignored it and go, let it go with that, because it's in Florida's right to privacy is in the state constitution. You can't ban abortion in Florida. He knows that. So he cut it down to 6 weeks. Dumb fucking move. But he's got two other problems that I hope the hell he fixes when he gets back to work full time. The first one is one of Rick's favorites and my son's.
Uh-oh.
Insurance rates.
I'm stupid. Shit. Bullshit.
Yeah. Take a guess how much insurance I pay for my car every month.
I don't know. $180? $4! Jeez.
Well,
I thought I was.
I used to drive a top of line sports car back in the 80s that cost, the payment on it was less than that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that's one of his problems he needs to work on. But the other one is he's got too many wokesters in government. And on my trip to Miami to see my grandchildren, you know, and my son and daughter-in-law, but mainly the grandchildren, the four-legged ones, I had to stop for a nature call. And I pulled in the rest stop on Alligator Alley, and I got pissed. I mean, not literally. I was mad. Hmm. I mean, literally was after I parked and I went in, but mm-hmm. Never mind. That's not the point. It's a Florida rest stop. Okay, a Florida rest stop. And along the curb on the side of the lane where the buildings were to go in were six handicap spots right in the middle and 18 spots for low emission EV vehicles, low emission or EVs in the front row. Okay, so you've got 24 spots designated. None of you bitches can park here. Okay. Now I've got a handicap placard and I would have used one because then my car doesn't get dinged, even though my back was feeling fine. But 24 spots designated for, or 18 spots designated for EVs or low emission vehicles in Florida. Okay. In Florida. Get this, people. Follow me. There's a hell of a lot more old people than woke people in this state. You got that, Gov? Get on this, okay? Somebody, you know, you want to put EV thingies in there? Put some fucking chargers out and give them like three spots around the chargers. There were no chargers there. They're just saying, oh, if you've been driving for 4 hours and your legs are cramped up, you still got to park way the fuck over there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because all these spaces have to stay open for electronic vehicles. I mean, we had a Republican governor before DeSantis for 8 years. He's been governor for 5 years. Charlie Crist pretended he was a Republican for a while when he was governor. I mean, Jesus God. Anyway, it just pissed me off. So anyway, DeSantis not being president was already predicted here. And saying that you'll hear the word racism or racist 8,472 times before November. That's just too easy. I wouldn't, you know, I could do that prediction, but it's like stupid. It's like saying, oh, you'll hear the word abortion 3,942 times, and you'll hear him say, women, he wants to control your body 1,954 times, and I'll be right on all of these. No, I've come up with real predictions for 2024. As a matter of fact, since they're real predictions, we even have a sign.
We do. We actually have a sign.
Hey. Because I told challenge you guys to come up with some. So it's Off the Hook Radio. It's not just me.
Yes.
You can take it down now, Slim.
I liked it up there, though.
You liked it up there. Why? Because it blocks my. Oh, you want to pick your nose or something?
No. I don't want to pick my nose.
They can't see me when it's up there.
That's right.
All right. Well, here's mine. Number one. You guys will love this one.
My
first zippy prediction for 2024, Joe Biden will not be reelected in 2024.
Yay.
Number two. Number one is because he will assume room temperature before then. Did I look coy enough?
Kind of.
I don't really give a fuck. All right. Number three. And this one pisses me off because I heard somebody else say this today. It's like, I can't think of anything original anymore. It's like a joke I did last week. A guy almost did the same he did a very similar joke on Gutfeld the night before, and I was like, you bastard. But anyway, number three, Taylor Swift will become known as the Yoko Ono of the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, she ruined the Beatles, right? You know, look at Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they've been three Super Bowls the last 4 years. They've won two of them. They lost one to Tampa Bay that I didn't get to go see because we have a mayor named Castro. I don't know. I know her name's Castro, people, but she's a friggin' leftist wacko. She gave all the seats for season ticket holders away to first responders because of COVID. Like, fuck them. I paid money for my seats. Bastard. The only Super Bowl I could ever go on to for cheap, and it was like, you know, it's 20 miles away from my house. I was already a season ticket holder. I was 75 or 80% chance to get the tickets, and she said no. And we beat the Chiefs. So anyway, back to the Chiefs. They're done. I mean, they're horrible this year. I mean, did you see Kelce? He dropped three passes the last two games.
Yeah.
Remember that meme we had about Taylor Swift doing 500 songs about breakups and zero songs about blowjobs?
Well, she's been doing blowjobs, I think, because he's been keeping her up all night.
I think she's not doing them, and he's going nuts.
No, I think they're staying up too late, doing too many.
You think?
I do.
All right. Well, if she writes us after they break up, if she writes a song about blowjobs, we'll know you're right.
Hope day, yeah.
Oh, was that? I hope that wasn't going to be one of your predictions, and I brought it out already.
No, no.
Okay. All right, that was three. Number four on the Zippy predictions, the Supreme Court of the United States will do the right thing and throw out all the charges against Trump.
We can hope.
Wishful thinking. But if I'm wrong on four, about throwing out all the charges against Trump, my fifth prediction is only if I'm wrong on four, but if I'm wrong on four, ammo sales will skyrocket and we'll solve the damn border crisis ourselves.
This is true.
That's true.
What's it say back there?
Don't tread on me.
Yeah. Don't cross my fucking border either.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so even if I'm wrong on number two, the room temperature thing, I'm right on number one, no re-election. And we know why Biden can't possibly be reelected. But I found a comedian, a guy I kind of enjoy. He's above average. Definitely be above average guy. This is Andrew Schultz. If Andrew Schultz comes to town, I will go watch him. This is comedian Andrew Schultz explaining to you why Biden has no shot.
To me right now, do any of you love Joe Biden? No. Biden ain't got no merch. Like, that's how I judge presidents now, bro. Can you move merch or can you not? Because Trump had merch, bro. That MAGA hat was iconic. Bro, that was white people's teardrop tattoo. That's what that was. You saw a white dude with the hat, you were like, yo, he don't give a fuck! In public, dog! In public, the hat is the last thing you put on your body before you leave the house. It's so easy not to wear it. But some people looked at the hat like, how difficult do I want my day to be? Fuck it, I choose violence today.
And there it is. They got a white one.
Yes, but it's autographed.
Oh.
I can't help it. That's what I got. I don't need a red one anyway. That's my Trumpy the bear, by the way. Those of you who look at my background don't know. Hey, that's Trump as a bear. That's one of them Vermont teddy bears. The Trump version back there. Anyway, Rick, I challenge you to come up with three good predictions for 20. Well, they don't even have to be good. Three predictions for 2024. You have the stage, sir.
Yeah, two personal predictions and one general prediction.
Okay.
All right, number one, I will win the lottery. I've been saying that forever. This time I will win it.
Then you'll actually come up and fix my computer and background.
Well, yeah, and that leads up to number two. I will retire. But even if I don't win the lottery, screw it. I'm still going to retire.
Okay, good.
All right, number three is the general one. And I don't know why, but I just feel this. And I don't know what's going to cause it. But for some reason in 2024, the left is absolutely going to go ballistic. For some unknown reason.
They don't need a fucking reason.
Well, I thought it was going.
That's what they do. Well, you can't reelect Trump because we'll burn your cities down.
Well, not ballistic that way. Ballistic in a way that something happened that they don't want to happen, and it happened.
Oh.
That's like why.
Kamala gets caught with the cocaine?
No. Oh. That somebody becomes president again.
Oh, that ballistic.
And absolutely, and absolutely ballistic.
That's the one reason to vote for the man.
Yes.
You know, he's a pompous asshole, but mm-hmm. if it's going to piss them off.
Yes.
I'll vote for him 4 or 5 times. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds familiar. When did that happen?
You know, yeah, but please, if Slim, you're, I know my son has the obligation, you know, when I pass away. But as my longest, video buddy, I want you to help to make sure that after I pass away, that I never vote Democrat.
I will do my best.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I'll definitely do my best.
Okay. Do you have some predictions for us, Slim?
I got my three. I got three for you. And number one, we'll start with the first one is Kamala Harris won't be the vice president nominee.
It will
Gavin. It'll be Gavin Newsom.
Ooh.
That's number one. Number two, Joe Biden will win re-election because it's just going to happen, but he won't serve all but maybe a month or two, and then Gavin Newsom will become our new president because Joe will get sick and die or won't, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
He'll just resign.
And number three, I'm going to go talk about your ammo sales. I think ammo sales could skyrocket. However, I think, and I've said this before, we all know that the government wants to go after our guns, and they can't because they're protected by the Constitution, but our ammunition is not protected by the Constitution. So I think they go after the ammunition manufacturers and make it illegal for them to bank, just like they have with marijuana companies. So
I like the fact that you went out on a limb there. I like the fact you pushed the envelope. I would argue that I don't like your Gavin Newsom prediction, though, because if they shove Kamala aside, there ain't a black person in this country going to vote for him.
Well, I don't think it matters. I think the fix is in, and they've won by default already. This is assuming the fix is in.
And so the worst governor in the country is going to go in there instead of the best governor in the country.
That's my prediction.
6-week abortion ban, you fucking idiot. Way to go, DeSantis. All right. Well, that was good. I think that was bold, though. At least you were bold, Slim.
Well, I've been saying this right along.
I like that. All right. So it's going to be a new year. Try to do the right thing.
Mark says it, too.
I want everybody to try to do the right thing in a new year. Okay? Don't make resolutions. They'll just piss you off. But, guys, this is again another one for the ladies. Since I told that dirty joke, I have to do this real. Guys, don't be a dick.
Oh, all right.
Every woman in the audience is smiling at that one.
Yes, yes, they are.
Right. Memes of the week time, Slim, all yours.
All right, here you go, Rick. You're up first.
Oh, yeah. All of us who read Buster Millbrook's films and aren't easily offended. Because that movie, that's
Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles, could never, ever, ever be remade.
Right now. Yeah, sure. It should be. See, that's the problem with Hollywood. They should remake it. The
movie was amazing.
It was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It was funnier than Porky's.
Yeah, Porky's.
And I liked Porky's. Remember the scene at Porky's at the drive-thru?
Porky's was great.
Porky's was fun.
When he called in, she had to call out looking for the guy for the order. Order's ready for Mike Hunt. Has anyone seen Mike Hunt? I mean, it's just stupid, but it made me laugh.
You want to laugh?
It made me laugh.
I worked with a Michael Hunt.
You did.
Yes, I did. So that's a real
in Hollywood.
No. Frantic City.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah.
Casinos.
No, yeah.
Okay. So did he call himself Mike or Michael? Mike. I bet it was Michael.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. There's no way in hell a guy with the last name of Hunt, if his parents hung that on him, it's going to be anything but Michael.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not since Porky's came out, anyway. All right, who's next, Slim?
You are. Here we go.
I am? Oh, yeah, kids today, a bunch of wusses. I died once when I was 5, and Mom made me walk it off.
That's right.
Through the snow, uphill both ways.
That's right.
And I did it, damn it.
And then she put some of that really nasty Bernie shit on your...
Yeah, put some dirt on it. Put some dirt on it. Dirt don't work. We'll do Mercurochrome.
That's what I was going to say. Mercurochrome. There you go.
You're bright orange for like days.
Yeah.
All right. Here's mine. Fits in with last week, but Colorado, congratulations on becoming the first state to Bud Light itself.
It's true. So Bud Lighting yourself is now an adverb.
It is.
Or is it adjective?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It is now common. Hey,
what are you? Yeah, the only class I ever got fucking B's in was English, so I don't remember nothing. All right, well, that was a good show, guys. Last one of the year. Thank you.
It was fun.
And for the closing segment, it's usually the sweetest thing I saw this week or the best thing I saw this week. We've had adorable kids. We've had puppies. We've had really talented people. Like that pop dancer, was that last week?
Yeah.
That little Chinese girl, she was like freaking amazing. So we've had that stuff all over the place in our closing segment. But somehow we the people, or at least Homo sapiens, that means people.
Hmm.
Okay. Doesn't mean gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hmm.
But Homo sapiens are supposedly at the top of the food chain. Oh, my best thing I saw this week casts a large doubt on whether or not that's true. So thank you for watching. Happy New Year's to everybody. Go Penn State. And everybody in Mississippi who now hates me. Happy New Year. We're going to close the show tonight with a little piece called So You Want to Be a Lifeguard. Hmm. Good night.
Good night.
Good night and Happy New Year. Thank you.